is the New York State AFERD podcast entitled A through Z Health and PE. We are your co-hosts, Drs. C and C, the true Pan-American connection. I am Clancy Seymour, and my tag team partner is the one and only Dr. Victor Ramsey.
Details highlighting our episodes, guests, contact information, publications, and other useful resources will always be included in the podcast show notes. For more information about New York State AFERD, please visit newyorkstateaferd.org or Facebook and social media handles at New York State AFERD. Let's embrace the journey, and now, on to our show.
Greetings, listeners. I'm Dr. Clancy Seymour with my co-host, Dr. Victor Ramsey. Doc, how are you?
I am great. I am doing well. The weather, it's beautiful. You know, I'm always have to say something about that weather. I'm down here in Brooklyn having a great time. Nice to be back with you, my friend.
It is.
Thank you for asking. It's been a little while, huh? Indeed, indeed. Yes. I miss you. Miss talking. Season. Miss all as well. I'm getting ready for hockey season again. As you know, I am a newfound hockey fan. I'm very saddened by the Yankees being kicked out, but that's all right. I mean, we still have the Rangers, and I think we'll have a better season.
Well, now the sweepstakes for Mr. Aaron Judge begins, right?
You know, yes, indeed. Wow.
Yeah, indeed.
Yes. Well, we have the Nets too, so we're okay.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the autumn season always brings a change in temperature, a fun change, but a beautiful scenery and colors, right?
Surely.
On the brink of our New York State AFERD conference season. So exciting indeed.
It does a lot to your energy, man. I'm telling you, it makes a huge difference with your emotional well-being.
Absolutely. So with that, for our listeners, welcome to the New York State AFERD A through Z Health and PE podcast. And today is the proverbial teaser to plug the upcoming 84th annual conference at the Turning Stone Casino on November 17th and 19th. Isn't that impressive? 84 years in the making.
Unbelievable. What a feat.
Exactly. So like I said, the month of November always brings on the AFERD conference season. We are so excited to offer this meaningful event each and every year. So as a special treat for our listeners, we have three fabulous guests, Dr. Ramsey, to help prime our audience for the upcoming conference. The first is our current president of the association, the one and only Miss Murphy Hayes. Yeah. Murphy, how about a warm greeting for our listeners?
Good afternoon, everyone. It's so nice to be here. I'm so excited to the upcoming conference. And so thank you for having me today in your podcast, because I look forward to telling our listeners all the great information that's going to go on at the state conference.
Thanks, President Hayes.
Awesome.
Well said. Our second guest is the Honorable Executive Director of New York State AFERD, Ms. Colleen Corsi. Colleen, would you like to say a few words of welcome?
Sure. I'm just excited to be on this podcast. It's my third one with Dr. Seymour and Dr. Ramsey. So really excited about it. Happy to be here with Murphy and...
Yes, our final guest who cannot be overlooked alongside President Hayes and, of course, Colleen. She's the critical piece of our well-oiled machine in New York State AFERD. Ms. Jess Sinecki is our conference director and, once again, an invaluable resource. Welcome, Jess. I'm sure our listeners are elated to have you on the show today.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, Clancy, for that very gracious introduction. I'm super excited to be here. I am closing out my 17th year with New York State AFERD. So,
wow.
A lot.
You know, it's like the artist that people see the artist come out to sing, but they never look at the people who put the work together in the backdrop, you know, the stage and the lighting and the sounds. That's
behind the curtain, right? Behind
indeed.
The curtain. For sure.
There's a lot behind the scenes.
Welcome.
Well, without further ado, let's chat about the upcoming state conference. President Hayes, Murphy, tell us about your theme for the conference and the meaning behind it.
So I'm so fortunate this year to be part of the team that creates the initiatives for the state conference. And when we were coming up with the theme, we decided that most fitting out of the pandemic to have something upbeat and positive and lift our members up. So we have the SOAR theme, which stands for strength, optimism, aspiration, and resiliency. So there's some really thoughts and meaning behind that, because we as New York State members, we're a family, and we really want to have our New York State members feel recognized and celebrated and really appreciated. And through this SOAR conference theme, we have been thinking of all the different ways that our members are strong, how they're optimistic, how they've aspired, and how they've been resilient. And when I think about each of the words that resonates with me for the SOAR theme, you know, people who are truly strong lift each other up and help them achieve through their absolute best. And, you know, cultivating strength creates a more fulfilling and happy environment. And then when I think about the word optimism, people who are optimistic encourage each other to have a positive outlook and understand anything is possible and see challenges as opportunities. And optimism can be inspiring and generate a joyful atmosphere. So we're really, again, just creating all this positivity. And we aspire for people to have the greater good and provide energy to stay focused on their objectives and to help reach our essential and worthwhile goals and our overall well-being. And we're so resilient, you know, looking forward to supporting each other and persevering and adapting and overcoming challenges that come our way as educators. And through resiliency, we provide coping skills and protective factors to have a healthy and happier life. So there's meaning behind each of the words through the SOAR theme.
Fantastic, Murphy. That's impressive. And forgive me for our listeners, because one of the most enjoyable parts of as a past president, now President Hayes can speak to, is the opportunity to develop a theme for your year in leadership. And I can't say enough, Dr. Ramsey, Ms. Hayes, or President Hayes's theme, I think, resonates with everyone. And the fact that she is able to, again, connect strength, optimism, resilience, and aspiration. That absolutely. I think that there isn't a way that doesn't connect with someone somehow.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, when I think of the word soaring and looking up to high expectations, you know, staying grounded with everything else, but aspiring to those things that that she listed, and I appreciate that for sure. So I'd like to go to our next guest. Both of the other guests, Ms. Jessica Snensky and Ms. Colleen Corsi. Tell us, what can you tell us about the upcoming exciting event? Tell us. I know we have a sneak preview with the program, but come on, I know there's something there, and I would like to hear. Our listeners can't wait to hear what you have in store for us.
Well, the thing that's exciting about the conference is that Jessica, as our conference director, has the opportunity to work intimately with all of our section presidents. And every year we have in excess of 160 sessions. Jesse, what is it for this year? How many sessions?
We have just over 180 this year.
Wow, so that's exciting in itself. Jessica, talk to us a little bit about the toys, the Teacher of the Year from across the country that are coming. There's a few this year, yes?
There are a few coming, and I would be remiss if I didn't start with our very own Charlie Rizzuto as the 2022 Shape America High School PE Teacher of the Year. We also have the 2021 Eastern District Middle School PE Teacher of the Year, Bo Chappelle, coming. The 2021 Shape America Midwest District High School PE Teacher of the Year, Shannon Malley, coming. We have the 2022 Shape America National Health Education Teacher of the Year, Jessica Matheson, joining us. A 2019 Central District Elementary PE Teacher of the Year, Sally Schultz. And also the 2021 Shape America Adapted PE Teacher of the Year, Eileen Tirado, and the 2022 Adapted PE Teacher of the Year, Jen Hebink, joining us. Oh, and I can't forget the 2021 Southern District Dance Education Teacher of the Year. And that does not include all of the other special guests that we're bringing in from around the country.
That is amazing.
Yes.
It really is. And then our keynote speakers, we have two of them for this year. Jess, do you want to talk about those?
Sure. So on Thursday morning, we have Kevin Atlas joining us from the Believe in You program, sponsored by Varsity Brands. And on Friday, we have Dr. Ilana Nankin, and she's the founder and CEO of Breathe for Change.
So we're really excited about that. In terms of exhibitors, how many do we have?
So I've only got 15 booths left, so that's very exciting. Our exhibit hall will be more exciting and more vibrant this year. It was a little quiet last year, so I'm super excited that booths are selling and we're getting close to sold out state, so that's really exciting. A lot of new vendors, like the Get Outdoors Foundation coming from Texas and Shield Manufacturing. They're the top manufacturer of mouth guards in the country, and they're right in Buffalo. And they just started joining us last year. So they are back this year. They had a great experience, just to name a couple.
Yes, and, that's, oh, got more. Come on, let's hear it.
No, no. you know, the New York State DEC comes every year with their archery, National Archery in Schools program. Oh. And this year they'll be back for a booth, but also the DEC summer camps will be there with their department. They're going to have a table to talk about summer camps and hopefully recruit some staff from the attendees at our conference.
Wow, that is awesome, because you know, we always have expertise that can spread the love around these camps during the summer. And absolutely, people with the expertise. Come on, I want to hear some more, Ms. Colleen. Anything else? Anything?
I'd like to add that I'm looking forward to all the celebrations at the conference. We are going to have the Amazing People Awards, and you know, it's just so awesome to celebrate everybody in their zones and in their sections, and really bring to light all the educators that have done wonderful things across the great New York for our students and as members. And then, you know, going to the J.B. Nash Awards, that's such an exciting night where, you know, we get to see at our colleagues and celebrate them at their best and, you know, hear some wonderful speeches and have their family members and their colleagues from their school districts come and just really highlight all their incredible things they have done as New York State AFERD members for our health and physical education, dance and recreation students. So that is just something I know I'm really jazzed up about.
Well,
yeah, and I, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to, yeah, thanks, Victor. And I just want to mention, along with what Murphy said about the J.B. Nash dinner, it's the evening that Clancy will receive his past president's jacket. So that's exciting. And Victor is going to receive the Distinguished Service Award. So that's super exciting.
Yes. How can we forget accomplishments indeed, right?
Yeah.
Murphy's spot on.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And while Murphy was talking, I thought about your initiative that's amazing, identifying some of the highlights that our members are doing throughout the state. And that was something that I trust that folks appreciated when you sent out those little notices about, you know, are you soaring and, you know, what are you doing? And some of the best kept secrets that people are doing got a chance to be exposed. And that's something that speaks to your theme, and it speaks to your goals that you had this past year as president. So I'm grateful for that. And I'm sure our members are also grateful for that. So thank you for that initiative. I thought it was amazing. Every time I saw it, I was like, wow, you know, like somebody else is being recognized. And again, sometimes we need that to help boost our members, and we appreciate you doing that. So I know that every year, New York State AFERD does something different, unique, and always striving to get to that next plateau. So I got to ask the other question. The other question is, what makes this year's conference different from the other conferences? I mean, what was added to this? What come on, you know, like the mild, medium, and then the hot sauce, you know, like spicy, you know, like what's up? Talk to me about that one.
Well, Murphy, you could mention the swag run.
Oh,
that's exciting.
So one of my favorite passions personally is being involved with fitness and wellness, as well as walking and running. And so we've come up with a new way to get people out and moving while they're at the conference. And it's called a swag run, where everybody will meet outside on the walking path, running path at the Turning Stone. And for 30 minutes, you'll have the opportunity to run, jog, walk with colleagues and friends. And every time you get a lap around in that 30 minutes, you get to pick out some more New York State swag. So we hope everybody gets involved, gets some fresh air, and gets some cool items by participating.
That sounds good. I just want everybody to know that I'm running and I'm getting ready. So every time I come around, I don't know if there's any swag left for anybody else, but I'll be coming around. So thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That was a secret. Ooh, glad to hear that. All right. You know, anything else?
We can't reveal all of the secrets because
there
are some fun and exciting things planned for this year. We hope that some of you are going to start sending in your wings from our wings lesson plan and project that we shared through the fall booklet and we've been emailing about. We're going to have an opportunity, if you didn't complete one yourself or do it with your school, for you to do one at the conference. And we'll have a mural hanging so that you can stand in front of them and have your photo taken. So that's kind of exciting. This isn't new because we did it last year, but we are having the blood drive again this year, which is very near and dear to me. So I encourage people to sign up and donate blood. It is Thursday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You know, last year, conferences are hard because people have other things they want to do and that they're going to go check out, and they can't give up the time they think for donating. But we actually, they had a goal of only 20 units last year, and we surpassed the goal. So that was really exciting. I even found the time to donate blood on Thursday morning last year. And so I would encourage folks to sign up. If you are looking for information, you can find that on our Facebook page or on our Instagram page. We have the conference app back again this year, and actually I've been using the app to keep the schedule up to date. I was so excited to be able to release that earlier than I have in the past. We have some open play time for pickleball that'll be in the schedule out in the enclosed tennis domes. So that's new. You should see, you know, I know this is a podcast and you all can't see us, but Victor Ramsey and Clancy Seymour smiled huge just now when I said that.
I detect a rematch, Dr. Ramsey, coming up, right?
There's no rematch, my good friend. I mean, there's those dominance, you know, like I wish our listeners could just not only just see my paddles that I bought specially for this. And I have been practicing, my friend. So, yes, and I do know how to do that spin move that you did, that fancy stuff that made me look bad on the video. So those days are over, my friend. So thank you for that. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. I am hype. Thank you.
Well, go ahead, Jess. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just wanted to add one more thing. Last year, it's unfortunate, but Australia's borders were closed. And our keynote, Dr. Darren Morton, came into us virtually. But we are really excited that he is going to be at the conference and attendees will have the opportunity to meet him, to hear from him. If you haven't taken part in the LIFT project, you know, get signed up. All of that information will be available at the conference.
That's a good point, Jess, indeed. Yes.
We get a chance to
kind of meet Dr. Moore last year. Sorry, Clancy. Two other things that I'm excited about, as per one of Murphy's initiatives, we are going to recognize the 50th anniversary of Title IX. So we're excited about that. And Dr. Dean Krylars from Canada, a lot of people know, will recognize that name. He was a keynote at our conference a number of years back, but incredibly knowledgeable physical educator, is going to be with us as well. Looking forward to seeing him and welcoming him back to our conference.
And I think the most important thing is we're so excited about first time attendees and new members being able to come to the conference and, you know, just have a little special something for them to say thank you for being part of this family. We continue to grow as New York State AFRN members every year. So the more people that can come, the more fun that we'll have at the conference and everything that we'll learn to bring back to our students in our district. So please, if you haven't signed up, keep continuing to register because we want to see that new member and new attendee grow and grow so we have more people to celebrate.
At the table, right? Well said, Murphy. And again, props to President Hayes for her theme as well with that SOAR initiative. I really believe that it's special and the fact that it's almost four themes wrapped up into one with strength, optimism, and aspiration and resilience. So props to her. And if you, I think there's a way for everyone to connect with that theme as a result of that. So props to President Hayes with that. And then, you know, so we've talked about keynotes. How does one sign up for the conference for the, our listeners? How does one sign up, Jess, right now?
So registration, pre-registration for the conference closes on Halloween. Okay. So after that, you'll have to wait until you're on site to register for the conference. We are changing conference registration up a little bit this year. We're going to try something new, see if we can better serve our on-site registrants and those who pre-registered but maybe had some issues getting not getting an easy pass because their school didn't send payment, things like that. So Halloween is when registration closes, and then it doesn't reopen until we're on-site.
Good to know, Jess. So today is October 27th on the podcast. So that means, Dr. Ramsey, you and I will have to get this out on the airwaves today. Indeed. Give our listeners a couple of days to be able to sign up early for the conference. Would you agree?
Yes, indeed. And in fact, with Ms. Jessica technology expertise, and she mentioned registering, and she mentioned the app. Is there anything else with technology, like maybe Twitter or something that is going to be upcoming with that? Is there anything you plan to do with that, Jess?
Colleen, do you want to talk about that quick?
Yeah, sure. So we're super excited about a lot of things. And we have the pleasure of having someone on staff, Krista Cosma, her name is, who will be joining us at the conference, who brings to our skill set as a team here at the central office some expertise in social media. So she has been doing a lot of things. We've been much more active the past month and a half, and we're excited about that. We think that might be one of the reasons that currently we have over 1,050 people registered for the conference, which is a great number at this point in time. Our membership is up almost 3,400 people again. So it's an exciting time to not only be a member of New York State AFRN, but also to attend this conference. And Krista is going to be on site, and we're going to have some live posting while we're there. She's going to be interviewing a few people. And it is a step up from what we've been able to do in the past. So we're really looking forward to that.
That's fantastic. Wow, impressive. And President Hayes mentioned the idea that we want new membership, that we want young and excited professionals in their induction years to be here. The venue is certainly large enough to be able to accommodate that. Jess, can you speak to the fact that the Turning Stone Casino and its hospitality and then on top of it, some of the changes, because we've come off of the pandemic last year, our first time back in a year or so, and now looking forward to more renovations to the facility itself.
Yeah, so, you know, the Turning Stone has, the Turning Stone, we have sold out the hotel. That's really what I wanted to say. We've sold out the hotel. They are operating at 100% capacity again, which is super exciting. They've opened up 7 kitchens, which took the place of Seasons Harvest Buffet that some of you may be used to. They are getting ready to undergo some major renovations. We will see them in a couple of years. They're adding more convention space, which for me means more activity sessions. They're adding more hotel rooms, which means we're going to keep everybody, more people on site, or at least that's the plan. So,
awesome stuff.
And Jesse, can you remind everybody quick about the other rooms that we do have available with the other hotel?
Yep. So we have gone ahead and we have booked a block of rooms across the street at the Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott.
That's great.
More information is on our website under on the conference page. Under accommodations, you'll see information about overflow hotels. There's other hotels listed there too, in case you still can't get a room at the Fairfield. So
fantastic. This is impressive, Dr. Ramsey. President Hayes mentioned not only new professionals or new memberships, but what about future professionals? What about this conference makes this exciting for future professionals? Anyone want to add to that?
I know that that I am so fortunate here at the school district that I work at that we have future professional student teaching. So I know that they're really excited to be able to network, to be able to meet future employers, to be able to learn from the best presenters across the country so that they can increase their resumes and be really marketable and, maybe even find a job opportunity right there on site for their future employment. And there's a teacher shortage out there. So we're very thankful that the future professionals are going to come to the conference because we need them for our students and the future.
Yeah. And as someone who can attest to the fact that as an undergraduate student, I attended New York State AFRID conferences, I can assure you that our future professionals would benefit immensely from attending these workshops. In fact, they would be so hyped that they would want to present in other conferences. So I think that it's a great opportunity for them. So I thank you for sharing that. Is there anything else, President Murphy, that you would like to add?
Well, I just wanted to celebrate the central office. They're such hard workers, and none of this could be made possible without everyone from the New York State Central Office. And they've done a really incredible job helping come to life the social media SOAR series with Member Mondays and Tuesday Tips and Who's That Wednesday and Thoughtful Thursdays and Flashback Friday. So I hope everybody continues to follow New York State AFRID social media platforms to stay informed about the upcoming conference and to continue celebrating members of the month. And, I'm just really proud of all their work and very grateful that they can make the theme come to life. And I just want to leave people with, just one quote to think about that has to do with the theme. So I wish for life to give you wings and that you're courageous enough to soar. And I wish everybody well, and I look forward to seeing them at the conference.
Well, that's a wrap.
Thank you. Indeed.
There isn't any better than that. Well said, President Hayes. On behalf of New York State AFRID, Dr. Ramsey, the phenomenal President Murphy Hayes, the lovely Colleen Corsi, and the sweet Miss Jess Sinecki, and all of our members, thank you for listening to today's Conference Edition teaser episode, and hope you will join us this year for the 84th Annual State Conference at the Turning Stone Casino, November 17th through 19th. This session will be posted on the New York State AFRID website and our podcast channel, and tune in for more exciting episodes in the near future.
Yes, and don't forget to keep visiting us at newyorkstateafrid.org, social media handles at New York State AFRID, or call us at 315-823-1015 for more information. And please mark your calendars with all the exciting events that are coming forward, moving forward. And we'll see you at the conference.
See you at the conference.
The conference.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.